I think that anytime you go into a bye week on a winning note, that can't be anything but good for your team.
All right, let's get healthy on the bye week. You're not going to lose. You're definitely going to win because, hey, you've got time off. Welcome back to Texans Extra Points. We've got DP, we've got Chester, we got a lot of fun stuff to get to. Let's talk about the defensive MVPs of the first half because it's something that you and I did on the radio show earlier in the week because you can go a lot of different directions. I'll start with you, DP. Who's your defensive MVP for these first eight games?
Well, you know, with no J.J. Watt, a lot of different guys have had to step up, but I'm really impressed with A.J. Boye and what he's been able to show. Nine passes defensed, and, you know, he can cover a lot of different guys, not just receivers. They stick him on the tight ends, and he's long, and he's got range, and, you know, it's funny because we all are not surprised, but everyone seems to be surprised at how well he's playing so far. Pro Football Focus named him the best corners in the league right now, according to statistics, and I know a lot of people don't buy into that, but he's been doing some nice things on the field. This coaching staff, they say they saw that from the day they arrived. And, you know, obviously he was an undrafted free agent. He was here in 2013 with Kubiak's coaching staff. But we're starting to see some of the potential that they saw him play out on the field. And I think the injuries have been key because he's had a lot more opportunities to show what he's had.
No doubt. Okay, so Boye is her choice. How about you, Chester?
I think that was a really, really good answer. In fact,
thanks,
it was mine.
Chester. That was really, I'll give you
but
my second
okay.
one.
I got okay. another one. I like, you know what, I've liked what Jadeveon Clowney's done this
year.
He's really fast. Found a way to A, stay healthy, because people don't realize, like, it's work to stay healthy. Like, you have to fight and you have to train and you have to go do all your trip and you have to do all the little things to stay out on the field. That's been really good, but I mean, he's really found a way to be disruptive. Run game, pass game, they're sticking him all over the field. They put him in the underdown as a D lineman, sometimes the outside linebacker. He's dropped into coverage a couple times. Don't do that anymore. Cut that out. He's big. Let him go forward. But he's been able to play well, play effectively, tackles for loss, sacks. I mean, just being an all-around really good football player for the first eight games of the season.
Draws a lot of holding calls, too.
Yes.
And, okay, so you have Boye, you have Clowney, both very worthy choices. I would put them in my two of four. But I'm also going to throw out Benardrick McKinney and Whitney Mercilus. Inside linebacker,
good
outside
answers.
Linebacker. Benardrick has really done a lot of different things for this defense, and he's leading the team in tackles. He's up near the top of the NFL in tackles.
Yeah, he's fourth, right.
And then Whitney Mercilus leading the team in sacks and really looking like he's developing and continuing to get better, which is pretty darn good because he had a dozen sacks last year. So I got to go with those two, but I think any of those four have been very excellent players for the Texans on defense. Now, it's a little tougher when you got to choose an offensive MVP. And I'm going to start with you, Chester, because DP has an interesting one, but I'm going to go on your side.
Well, I mean, I would have to say really the kind of the most productive offensive player thus far has been Miller. He's been the cowbell. You know, whenever his number's called, he's found a way to make a pretty good play. Even when the running game isn't what you want the running game to be, he's found a way to get you another yard. That absolutely amazing run that he had out here at NRG, you know, to find a way to get going that game against the Colts.
10-yard touchdown.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. That touchdown, you know, sparked something serious, and they were able to finish that game and win well. But just game in and game out, I feel like Miller's been kind of the most productive offensive player on a game in and game out basis.
I would probably edge that way as well. I'd go with Miller. But I'm a little surprised because you played next to the guy, and you also played his position a little bit, and that's who DP has as her offense.
I was going to go Dwayne Brown because I agree Lamar Miller is very productive, but I think that he really got a boost with Dwayne returning.
Nope.
And not only did the run game improve, I think that whole left side of the line
improved.
Because you see him, you see Xavier, the two of them working in tandem. I think he's, you know, a great veteran guy to have on the O-line, especially with all the injuries they've dealt with so far. So I'm going to go my man Dwayne Brown. I like that he's back.
It's tough to argue.
O-line. Love.
I mean, I
wanted to
I'm
do it, but,
O-line,
but you know, I always go to O-line, so I wanted to do something different.
The day that Dwayne Brown came back to practice, not the first game he played, because the day he came back to practice was a couple weeks before he actually suited up in a ball game.
Yeah.
There was a different energy in the locker room over in that part of the locker room where the offensive linemen suit up. Their leader was back. They were excited.
They knew
good things were going to happen. They've started running the ball a little bit better. We've done a lot of things better, and we're going to get a little bit better in this show, but first, we got to go by the numbers, and for that, John Harris takes it away.
5. The number of wins the Houston Texans have at home in the year 2016. The 5-0 mark at home marks the first time in franchise history that the team is undefeated at home through 5 home games of the season. 114. That's the number of catches the tight ends are on pace for in 2016. C.J. Fedorowicz, Steven Anderson, and Ryan Griffin have combined for 57 catches at the halfway mark. Multiply by two and you get 114. Last year, the tight ends combined for 42 catches in the entire season. 73. That's the number of tackles Bernardrick McKinney has through eight games of the season. He is currently ranked fourth in the entire NFL in combined tackles with that number, 73. I'm John Harris, and this is By the Numbers.